From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting militant attacks across Iraq Sunday leaves at least 29 people dead and more than 70 wounded. In the biggest attack, officials say the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for an attack on the state-run natural gas plant near Baghdad that killed at least 14 people and wounded 27. The incident began when a suicide bomber blew up his car near the front gate of the plant. Then at least six militants wearing explosive vests entered the facility and engaged in a gun battle with security forces. The militants managed to set fire to three of the plant's gas storage containers before authorities put down the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of a broader set of talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Dominican Republic voters went to the polls in an election for president, the legislature, and local offices. In early returns, President Danilo Medina has a strong lead. Pre-election polls showed him getting more than 50% of the vote. Complete results are expected sometime Monday. Mr. Medina's centrist Democratic Liberation Party has been in power for 12 years. 17 female former French government ministers, including International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde, say they will no longer remain silent about sexual harassment in French politics. Writing Sunday in the French weekly Journal de Dimanche, the women vowed to publicize all sexist remarks as well as inappropriate gestures and behavior from contemporaries in political power. This is VOA News.